The need for blood does not stop, even when a hurricane or tropical storm barrels through town. That's why One Blood, the local blood center, is urging all donors to include blood donation as part of their hurricane prep. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody sat down with Betty Roberts, the company's media and public relations manager.
Betty, before we talk about hurricane season, what's the current blood supply situation in the area?
Right now, we are in need of O negative, which is the universal blood type, and we also need platelets, and platelet donations must go to our centers at 1999 East 9 Mile Road and then our center on 9th Avenue at 2209 North 9th. And for the platelets, there are a lot of people in our area, unfortunately, who are battling cancer, and platelets is a blood component that they need very, very often.
Now, this is a constant need, too, isn't it, for blood and blood products? This really doesn't ever stop or take a break or anything like that?
It really doesn't. We're dependent on the volunteer blood donor. For example, platelets only last for a shelf life of 5 days. We don't keep them that long. We get them right to the hospital. And we can keep whole blood, which is the normal pint donation, for about 42 days, but we don't keep that on the shelf too long either. So it's a constant, we're having just continuous movement of trying to get donors to come to our centers or on our blood mobiles.
And the need every summer is already heightened because people are out and about. How does hurricane season add to this or exacerbate it?
Well, as we approach summer and school getting out right now and people taking vacations and travel, many of the donors that come during the year are out of town. And so we've got to look for new blood donors. And we can't look for new blood donors when we're in the midst of a storm. We've got to have them at hand and ready to donate.
And as you just mentioned, one concern is that a storm can disrupt blood center operations.
Absolutely, and we unfortunately have seen a couple of times just recently, one with the ice storm. We couldn't get the blood mobiles out, nor could some of our donors even drive into our centers or our employees. And then when the recent flood, that was a problem too. So we want to be prepared for a potential storm, which we're hoping everybody will think when they're packing their things and they're getting their water and their bread and their food and their gas, come by the blood center and give a blood donation, because we'll need that too.
Betty, refresh our memories on who is eligible to give blood and how often they can give.
Okay, if you're 16 years old with a parental consent form, which we have on our blood mobiles and at our centers, weigh 110 pounds, be in good health, and have a picture ID, and you're good to go. A blood donation, it should take you totally maybe about 30 minutes. We're regulated by the FDA. We do a health history. We do an iron check, a pulse, temperature. We even give a cholesterol screening. The actual blood draw is having that needle in your arm from 5 to 7 minutes. We have a wonderful staff, and maybe they'll smile and talk to you, and it'll be over in a flash.
Also, I understand plasma and platelet donations, those are separate from whole blood?
That's right. In other words, when we do whole blood, we get the red blood cells, the platelets, and the plasma. But depending on what your problem is or your issue is, your doctor may say you only need red blood cells, only need plasma, only need platelets. So we do the whole blood, which is just a normal pint, but we do have automated instruments that will take only platelets, only red blood cells, only plasma, and return the other two components to you.
Your route, you were just telling me, has expanded since One Blood has come in. What changes have you seen both personally and around the office since they've come in and taken over what was known as the Northwest Florida Blood Center?
Well, most importantly, we are still doing the same thing, which is collecting blood for our local hospitals. For myself personally, my territory has expanded from Pensacola to Tallahassee to Southeast Georgia because we have centers along the way. But we've got a new red bus, which when you see the big red bus, that's us. And we are the sole provider of blood to the local hospital. So if we have any other blood center come into the area, it's going out. Ours is staying. So that's why we hope that you'll donate with us.
Okay, times and locations. Where can people go to donate, and what are your hours?
Okay, you can go to the website and get all of this information at www.oneblood.org, O-N-E-B-L-O-O-D.org. We're located across from the university in a way, and Baptist Medical Park on 9 Mile Road, 1919 East 9 Mile Road, and then also on the corner of Maxwell and 9th Avenue, 2209 North 9th Avenue. And then if you go to our website and just put in your zip code, you can find out where the Blood Mobile is going to be located every day of the week.
Betty Roberts is Media and Public Relations Manager at One Blood Incorporated, Northwest Florida Blood Services. Betty, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I'm Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.